1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week, Helen Brown has written about Over the Rainbow. I'm Anna Metcalf. The song is a cry of despair from the forgotten rural heartland of America, beaten down by years of economic depression. It's about a deep yearning for a technicolor fantasy land where troubles melt like lemon drops. And it's a journey towards a strange old man in a tower who pretends to be more than he is. The year was 1938, and MGM Studios were making a movie of L. Frank Baum's book from 1900, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. America needed cheering up as it struggled to haul itself from the Great Depression. War loomed in Europe. Two Jewish American songwriters, Harold Arlen and Edgar Yip Harburg, were commissioned by MGM to write a number for the 16-year-old Judy Garland. The two men, who were both sons of immigrants, had already collaborated on hits such as It's Only a Paper Moon and Lydia the Tattooed Lady. Harburg was best known for the song Brother Can You Spare a Dime, which brilliantly captured the human cost of the Depression. "I grew up in the slums," Harburg once said. "I know what it is to have your father come home from the sweatshop after working 12 hours a day." So he didn't want to write what he called a maudlin lyric of a guy begging. "I made it into a commentary," he said. "It was about the fellow who works, the fellow who builds, who makes railroads and houses, and he's left empty-handed. This is a man proud of what he has done, but bewildered that his country, with its dream, could do this to him." Harburg saw the story of the Wizard of Oz as a parable about what might be achieved under President Franklin D. Roosevelt if his countrymen rediscovered their hearts, brains, and courage and worked together to build a brighter future. He had a passionate belief in the power of music to win hearts and minds. He once said, "Words make you think a thought. Music makes you feel a feeling. A song makes you feel a thought."
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me.
The other writer of the song, Harold Arlen, dreamed up the melody while parked outside Hollywood's famous Schwab's drugstore. It opens with a bold leap straight up an octave from middle C. Harburg initially thought the tune was too schmaltzy, but he took it to his old classmate, Ira Gershwin, who thought it would work if they picked up the tempo. The sweetness was offset by darker underlying chords. Judy Garland delivered the song around 5 minutes into The Wizard of Oz. She is yearning to escape the monochrome of Kansas into the vibrant colours of Oz. The executive producer Lewis B. Mayer initially wanted to cut the song because it slowed the action, and his star sang it, as he put it, in a barnyard. There were also concerns that no one would buy the song because the opening octave jump would put it beyond the range of the average Joe. But the producer Mayer was talked around. Over the Rainbow won an Oscar, and it was ultimately voted the greatest song of the century by the Recording Industry Association of America in 2001. It became Judy Garland's signature number, but its optimism was increasingly painful as her life imploded and her voice cracked. She gave a hollow laugh as she sung it at her final concert in Copenhagen in 1969. 3 months later, she fatally overdosed, aged just 47. Over the Rainbow could be called America's song, if not its anthem. It has been covered by every jazz singer going since 1939. Gene Wilder recently died listening to Ella Fitzgerald's version. Here's a clip.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane.
Over the Rainbow has also been covered by pop, rock, classical, folk and dance acts. David Bowie reworked it as the chorus of Starman in 1972, yearning to escape the sexual restrictions of Kansas Grey England. The jazz pianists Keith Jarrett and Dave Brubeck have both recorded classy versions. Here's Dave Brubeck. More recently, the Hawaiian singer Israel Kamakawiwole had a hit with his 1993 ukulele version, which was medleyed with Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. It captured the song's naivety and melancholy with a lightness of touch that breezed from Kamakawiwole's morbidly obese frame. The singer died 4 years later, at just 38, due to complications from his weight. But his version continued to chart across the world. In 2010, it reached number one in Germany.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, and the dreams that you dream of once in a lullaby.
Later in his life, the elderly Harburg conceded, "My generation unfortunately never succeeded in creating that rainbow world, so we can't hand it down to you. But we could hand down our songs, which still hang on to hope and laughter."
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.